Tim Leach is in the studio, too. Tim made a very interesting decision about 6 weeks ago. He decided to become chairman of the Rebuild, Build and Rebuild Sonoma County Committee for Habitat for Humanity. And wow, Tim, welcome, and nice going on that particular timely decision.
Well, thank you, Pat, and I'm just happy to be trying to help.
Well, Habitat for Humanity, now, you know, we all have sort of a preconceived notion about what that organization does. Always, you know, always doing good work, always, you know, ready to lend a hand. What do you see as Habitat's participation? What part will they play, are they playing in our rebuilding and recovery effort?
Well, I really appreciate that, Pat, and it's really multiple fold. So yes, Habitat has a traditional role of building new affordable housing for low-income families.
And with a lot of sweat equity from the potential owners, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so this is not a hand out, this is a hand up, right? This is very much of a collaboration with the buyers of these homes.
Okay, so that's the usual role for Habitat for Humanity.
Usual role. And we're scaling that up, by the way, to do more and building more affordable homes. And that will help, but indirectly, right? Because the more affordable homes that we build, that will help then low-income people move out of rental properties, freeing up a rental property for a fire victim family.
Very true.
Right?
Yep. You know, it's all connected.
To go in. But more importantly, in the days literally after the fire started, while they were raging, we had a series of meetings about what else should we do? How should we ramp up? And so we decided that we were compelled. We had to make an impact for fire victim families. And so we started literally thinking about how to do that. And because that's really the backbone of the workforce of our area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have to have people who work in Sonoma County be able to live in it. Yep.
Exactly. And so we started looking at the likely scenario. And what is likely, unfortunately, is that not all fire victim families who lost their homes will financially be able to rebuild. What we find in looking at other fires, like in Lake County, is that over half, actually 53% of the fire victim families in Lake County were underinsured, that the average underinsurance was $103,000 on just their home, and their underinsurance on their contents was another $88,000.
I think we all found out we were underinsured during
right.
these wildfires. I know I did, and that really the insurance estimate had very little to do with the reality of what it costs to rebuild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we see that as a valued role for Habitat. Given the resources that we have a very large, thankfully, army of volunteers to help, you know, bring in to help build homes for those fire victim families that can't rebuild. And mm-hmm. so this would be in partnership with the developers who are very, very active in trying to work with neighborhoods that out of.
So you'd be rebuilding right alongside other contractors, say?
Right alongside,
okay.
You know, with those families that that have that need. And given that, what we're also finding is that the fire victim families were not just low income, obviously, but there was a lot of moderate income families in that zone.
Sure, yeah.
Who also may, unfortunately, find themselves really challenged financially to rebuild. And so what we've done is we've changed the rules for Habitat.
Well, this is an important part of the story, as you know, Tim, because finding out who is eligible now for Habitat for Humanity help is a big part of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in our traditional model, which I described initially on building new homes, right, our approach is to serve low-income families as defined as in the range of 50% to 80% of area median income. That's the traditional Habitat zone. But for the fire victim side, we're expanding our definition and parameters from an income point of view and going all the way up to 120% of area median income in order to try to help moderate income families in addition to low income families.
So it's easier. It's easier to become eligible now.
It is.
From a salary standpoint.
Exactly.
Okay. Just
exactly.
Want to make sure I'm following this correctly. I'll tell you, one of the things that has occurred to me not long after the fires, I'm sure it's a sentiment shared by many, is because of the incredible and outgoing support for community members to one another. I just love the idea of the barn raising concept. And Habitat seems like the perfect place to do something like that. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people, volunteers, and obviously the person invested in that particular home that put time and energy to it. But I'll bet you could get a lot more hands on deck if you wanted to.
Very good point, Pat. And just to share, our phones have been ringing very actively since the fires.
Yeah.
Both for donations to our restore facility, right, where we have household belongings that for needy people, but also in the volunteer camp. And so we've been contacted at an increasing rate. But that's really a key aspect of what Habitat is all about, because these homes, in order to make them affordable so that low-income and now moderate-income people can really make that happen, Habitat's bringing to the table a large volunteer force in addition to donated materials, right?
Yeah.
from lumber companies and roofing material companies and subcontractors and that kind of thing.
How many houses do you think you can build?
Our goal, and this was actually before the fires, right? So we had already set ourselves a stretch goal of 600 homes over the next 10 years.
Wow, that is a lot.
With the fire challenge now facing, we want to challenge ourselves and shorten that time frame and building 600 homes over a far shorter time, because we're trying to do what we can to keep, right, Sonomans
yeah.
here in the area.
I think that's fantastic. So 600 homes in less than 10 years
less
you're looking
than 10
at now.
Years.
Yeah, I think this is an excellent way for us. And believe me, there are also a lot of young people in the community who say, what can we do? How can we help? Sign us up. We are capable in XYZ areas. And so, I can't even imagine the workforce. I will tell you that I want to be there when the first house begins, because we want to do that show live.
Excellent.
Okay.
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
Oh, absolutely. That's a minor detail to this very, very important part of our story. And the recovery effort, as we know, is underway. And I think once we're able to continue and really get rid of all the debris at this point,
right,
we're going to at least be able to look at a piece of property and imagine what can come next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have some interesting ideas along that line, too. For example, our preferred approach, where it works, where the lot size accommodates, would be to build a small dwelling on the back of a property, an ADU, if you
will.
Give
me a granny unit, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so that would be the first thing that we would build, allowing the fire victim family to move out of the temporary quarters that they're
yeah.
in and back onto their lot.
Yeah.
And then, and they would stay there while we would be working on their primary home. And then they would move out of the AD, the rental unit,
right,
if you will.
Yeah.
Back into
which
their
will
primary
become
home,
a rental unit.
Which will become a rental unit. And therefore will help the shortage of affordable housing in the area long term.
I like the way you're thinking. I like the way you're planning. This sounds like an excellent series of ideas, Tim. I'm so glad you're able to come in here and let us know about that. What I'd like to do is continue this conversation in a regular fashion so that we can talk about what kind of progress is being made, because that progress inspires all of us
mm-hmm.
to keep putting that one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely, Pat.
Very good.
And I'd also love to just put a thought out there, too, is that Habitat is a nonprofit that's doing, such great work, but we also need a lot of help.
And 'tis the season.
Tis the season. We need volunteers, as
yeah.
we said before. We also need contributions of money, and we need contributions of land.
All right. Very good. It sounds like the perfect gift for the person who has everything.
Excellent.
How about a donation in their name to Habitat for Humanity?
Love it.
All right, Tim, thanks for being here, and we will be checking in with you soon. Good work, and yes, we are on our way.